Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Monday. All right. There's a new playground maybe coming, a new theater on the river, a new boat docks, an expanded terrace. All could replace what was used to be known as the Swing Park underneath the Holton Street Bridge over the Milwaukee River, the 700 block of North Water Street on Milwaukee's east side. This is all under a revised proposal from the Department of Public Works that was just released about a week and a half ago or so. The Swing Park closed in 2023 as a multi-year reconstruction project on the bridge above it began. So we're in this reimagining phase for this really cool parcel of land that connects downtown to Brady Street to the east side. And Alderman Jonathan Brostoff joins us to tell us all about it and much, much more. Jonathan, thanks for taking time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's an exciting time right now. And as you said, we have a lot of construction work being done. So it's shut down anyway. We had a lot of challenges over there. So we're looking to look at what's possible and take something that was kind of a challenge for certain parts of the area and make into a huge asset and a destination.
Yeah. So give us the quick history of the park. It's now kind of being referred to as the Landing at Tannery Road to kind of be adjacent to the development that's coming around it. What's the history of the park and what role do you see it kind of being, I don't know, part of a broader development to revitalize that whole area?
Yeah, well, technically it's in the Tannery Row neighborhood. It's not exact. It's Brady Street adjacent, but it's okay. Technically Tannery Row. So that's where the name came from. And they want a lot of the neighbors, you know, want to see something that's family friendly, that's much more encouraging and well kept for the neighborhood to, again, use as an asset. And previously, there was kind of this guerrilla-style project, and UWM was involved, or a student from UWM or an architect, professor, and they, kind of put it up, and it was great. But unfortunately, it became technically a city park after that, but it wasn't well-maintained. And after years and years of degradation, it, unfortunately kept diminishing, and then after that, while it wasn't being kept up, there was some negative elements in the area, including some situations around violence and a lot of property damage and things of that nature, and it kind of got to a boiling point in the neighborhood. And so there's been a lot of conversations, but again, we want to take something that did provide some challenges to the area and transform it into a huge asset, a big positive. And especially since you've got so many schools in the area, you've got Cass Street School and Tamarack, you've got young families in the area, and you have a lot of folks that want to see something beautiful happen there.
Yeah. I mean, it's placemaking 101. You're looking to reimagine a space and make it a place and destination for everyone.
Exactly.
So in terms of the budget and the cost for this project, is there something earmarked on the city side?
No. There's been some money put in the last budget for planning for it, but it's very early in the process right now. So again, we have some time because it has to be completely, sectioned, shut down because of the structural work that's being done on the bridge. You know, it's just basic maintenance to make sure it's safe and cars aren't going to, be falling off or nothing like that. So once that's done, we'll have a little bit of time. But we did create the first ever Friends of group for a city park. Now, normally the Friends of have all been county parks because the Milwaukee County park system has almost all the parks in Milwaukee. Right. But there are a couple, there are some that are in the city. And so we partnered with the Friends group. They agreed to try it out as a test case for the first city one. So there is a mechanism in place for neighbors and stakeholders and others that want to donate to it, which is great. And we also, I think we'll have some other local stakeholders who want to see something good happen there. But right now we're really early in on the phase, and there's an opportunity for neighbors or anyone who wants to weigh in on it to give their ideas, to say elements of design that they'd like. And once we get all that information, have some more community meetings. We just had our first. We'll get those design elements, start thinking about, pricing, materials, that sort of stuff, and we can work our way from there. But because it's so early on in the phase, we don't have costs associated yet.
Okay. Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff joins us. When we come back, changes are happening. on East North Avenue. Construction in earnest began about a week and a half ago. We'll get an update on that big project and much, much more. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's The Upswing's Coffee Index.
Welcome back to the Upswing Coffee Index. It's Monday. Maybe you need a second cup to get you through your day. I had a 7:30 meeting this morning, not in Alderman Brostoff's district. I went south side to Wantable Cafe, 7:30 meeting. I got a 16-ounce coffee, half regular, half decaf, did a little bit of cream, $3.80. So a little bit more than I usually spend, Producer Jaslyn. How about you? You were in the same area. We didn't cross paths.
Yeah, I took the bus up to the Third Ward, and I went to the Valentine Coffee, because I don't go to Third Ward very often. So that was only $2.71, although I put the remainder of my change in the tip jar. So
okay, that's good. That's good. Pay it forward for the greater good, for sure. Where's your morning coffee? You have like four young kids, right?
I got four. Right? I got a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 4-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And I don't actually drink any caffeine, but we are getting a Valentine on Downer in Kenwood.
Yes.
So that's exciting. And if I did drink coffee, it'd be at Sweet Joy Cafe on Brady Street. It's an amazing Brazilian spot. Highly recommend it. They have great food, great little desserts, great coffee, I'm sure. Check it out.
All right, very good. I'll add it to my swing through for sure for the week. So big changes are coming to East North Avenue as you head through into the beautiful east side of Milwaukee. Construction began, it's been going on for a while, but kind of began in earnest about a week and a half ago. Traffic controls include one-way westbound traffic on East North Avenue between Humboldt and North Murray, and then two-way traffic on East North Avenue between North Farwell and North Prospect Avenues. So tell us a little bit more about the improvements, because often people just see, these are just barrels, like this is a headache. But tell us what you're doing to improve safety on the east side of Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. That corridor on East North Avenue historically has been one of the top 10 statistically most dangerous corridors in the city. And as we all know, public safety and reckless driving is a huge challenge. And we want to basically use the built environment to create streets that are going to be safer, more family friendly, easier for people with mobility challenges, better for drivers, pedestrians, bicyclists, and folks that are on scooters, other modes of transportation. So that's exactly what we're doing to that part of North Avenue. We are installing a proper protected bike lane. We're going to have little bus shelters that are going to be a lot easier to get on and get off, and make it easier for folks to use our wonderful public transit system. And overall, we've already seen some improvements. For example, right by Maryland Avenue Montessori, as you're turning north onto Maryland, you see, it's right at the entrance of the school, the hospital, and the elderly home. We made a little kind of pedestrian island there to reduce the tension there. Mm-hmm. And it's been a huge improvement already. This is what we're seeing now is the end of phase one for East North Avenue, and next year we'll start phase two. But yeah, it's safer streets for everyone. Yeah. So pretty exciting.
So what's the cost and timeline for this project?
I am not sure this whole project, this phase of it has gone up and down. I'm not sure the most recent numbers, because unfortunately, concrete has gone through the roof. Labor's still up, and it's still, a tough market, all things considered. Hopefully, that'll work out soon. But the overall budget is about $3.8 million. That's for the whole of East North Avenue.
Okay.
But this first phase is, I think it's around $1.3 million, but I might be a little bit off on that. Just again, the numbers have kind of gone up and down quite a bit since we initially started this. So yeah, it's a hefty project, but we're using the money as best as we can to get the safest streets possible.
And completion for this phase will be done by the time snow falls?
Yeah, this should be done by November.
Okay.
We have a pretty aggressive timeline. Normally, a project like this, as I understand it, would take 6 months, but we were able to work with the contractors, work with our department, and get it down to about 2 months. And so it depends on weather and some other factors, but we're looking to get this completed before the end of the year.
Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff joins us when we come back. I want to know about the improvements of bike lanes on the east side. We'll talk about the collaboration between all the elements of the east side, including UWM. And is it okay? Is it legal for me to run in a bike lane? Burning questions. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. Welcome back to The Upswing. Milwaukee Alderman, east side of Milwaukee, Jonathan Brostoff joins us. Jonathan, as you look at your district, what other transportation and infrastructure improvements do you believe are needed to support the businesses? I mean, the east side is such a creative mix of not only people, but businesses. What do you want to see?
Ultimately, the best thing I think can happen to us is if we could get the hop extended going all the way down to the university and then through other parts of the city as well. But for my district, that's what I'd like to see. And we've already seen it extended to the Couture, which has been a great success. But basically, we want to make more multimodal transit options available, and we see young people are buying less cars these days. One of the major factors for young couples moving to new cities is if they have to have a car, if they can get around other ways or walkability, things of that nature. So, I think we want to make streets that are designed for people, not just getting cars to and from places as quick as possible.
Yeah. Well, speaking of streets designed for people, obviously the city in all areas of the city is adding more and more bike lanes. Mm-hmm. And it's been a little hard to change mindsets around bike lanes just because people aren't 100% used to them, especially in districts like yours that are really, really dense. Mm-hmm. How have the addition to bike lanes improved the walkability and just the density of the east side?
Oh, it's been great. The mayor has a vision for, I think it's 50 miles of contiguous bike lanes, and I'm all for it. I think we want to make a city that, again, is for all modes of transportation, and we have an amazing bike path system here, you know, with the Hank Aaron, the Oak Leaf, et cetera. We have some really great, culture of bike advocacy and folks involved with that sort of stuff. And it's also just promoting a healthier lifestyle while combating reckless driving. So overall, there's been some transition and some growing pains with it, but overall it's been very well received. And a lot of, especially some of the younger families and more biker-focused residents are thrilled with it.
Okay. For passionate runners like me, through your lens, is it legal for me to run in a bike lane?
Depends. Mostly no.
Okay.
It depends if there are other options available. But
other options,
no.
Meaning a sidewalk? If there's a sidewalk, I can't run in the bike lane. That's
right.
Basically the law?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right. Note to self, Jeff, as you run. If there's a sidewalk, stay on the sidewalk. Sometimes the sidewalks can have little bumps in them. So sure. I appreciate the ease of the bike lane.
Hey.
But all right. What about your additional plans to leverage the east side's proximity to UWM? What do you see as economic drivers there in placemaking?
Well, unfortunately, UWM's taken a huge hit lately. There's 7,000 to 8,000 less students going there than when I was there, and mm-hmm. There's also a lot of other challenges that they're having right now, but ultimately it is a great institution, and it provides a lot of wonderful opportunities. Again, I think more connectivity through things like the hop would be really helpful, but we also want to continuously reach out, and one of the things that we're constantly trying to do is get the meal plan expanded to other restaurants. I think Ian's Pizza, they used to have beans and barley, etc. So we want more of the residents and the students kind of intermixing, and more of the students getting outside of just the immediate campus area and going to other parts of the city as well. It's a great institution, but they've just come on hard times, I think, especially since COVID. So we want to support them.
Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff. Jonathan, thanks for taking time with us this Monday morning.
Thanks
Enjoy
for
the rest
me.
Of the week.
Absolutely.